Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Today, let's talk about where is your courage? So stick around. I'm working on a new book based upon my teachings, the teaching of the Law of Attraction and how to use that in your life. I have a working title for the first book in the series, The Dominating Edge, Sell Courageously, Live Exceptionally. I spent half my life in sales as a residential real estate broker, so I've not only had the opportunity to sell, as the owner of a 70-agent real estate office, I had the opportunity to witness salespeople, in this case, real estate agents. I've been able to watch a few succeed magnificently and also a few fail miserably. The fact is, the vast majority are not on either end of that spectrum. They're the 80% in the middle that are really only doing 20% of the business. They are average at best. What's interesting is all of the agents, the good, the bad, and the ugly, have the same opportunities. They have the same opportunities for education and training. They have the same opportunities for working or not. They have the same opportunity to prospect or hold an open house or to be a proactive realtor member of their neighborhood and community. What I discovered was success wasn't about popularity. It wasn't about education. It wasn't about advantage. It was about a mindset. I know, you're saying to yourself, who cares, Jeff? I'm not in sales. What does this have to do with me? Well, at some level, we're actually all in sales. So whether you're selling yourself to your boss or selling an idea to your children, possibly selling yourself as a new love interest to someone you're attracted to, selling an idea to your spouse even, it would be a benefit to us to be good at it, to be good at sales. The number one reason why salespeople remain mediocre, or worse yet, fail completely, is procrastination, failure to get started. And secondly, failure to take consistent action. Those are the two simple truths. So let me give you an example. Would you have met your current boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse without taking initial action, without asking them out, or maybe accepting an invitation to go out? The answer is no. And after that first date, was everything perfect and you agreed to get married? Or did you have to take consistent action, showing them who you were, date after date after date, until you finally beat them down enough that they shouted, okay, yes. Now I'm just kidding about that. I know how charming you are. They were lucky to have you. But in this example, we took the first step and we continued with consistent action. And hopefully, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, you continue with that consistent action today. Flowers, cards, an unexpected text reminder of your love. Successful people take consistent action. So back to sales. Why wouldn't some of my realtors take the first step in prospecting? I believe it's a lack of confidence, which we can all have. I'm here because I want to help you rekindle the inspiration, creativity, confidence, and passion that maybe you had when you were younger, But since then, maybe it was society, your parents, your teachers, a boss, or someone else, some doubting influence beat the inspiration and even confidence out of you, and you've lost your true sense of self. Believe me, I've been there. I want you to be able, with intention, to move through the day powerfully, to have the mental confidence, mental courage, and mental commitment that will super boost your career and life. It starts with what I call my dominating edge practices. First, quieting the mind. Second, animating our future. And three, active co-creation. These are three practices that will help rebuild your confidence. Now think about this. We all have smartphones, and our smartphones need periodic system updates to function properly. As humans, so do we. So today, your first dominating edge practice to regain confidence, quieting the mind. See, when we stop all thought, we stop all resistance, and our vibration, our good emotion, our awareness, this clarity and courage rises. By quieting the mind, we're breaking distraction. We're breaking the sleepwalk of our life. We're taking back control of our thoughts, and when this happens, we awaken clarity, which leads to courage and the will to move our life in the direction of our dreams. So today, practice sitting in silence for at least 5 minutes. Remember, nothing changes until you do. What we're trying to do is harness the distracting thoughts in our mind. We're trying to quiet those. Once we take control of our mind, we can then move intentionally in the direction of the dream of our life. Now, if you've never meditated before, you know, meditation is a skill. So it takes practice. If 5 minutes is too much, sit today for 1 minute. And that's if you've never meditated before. Sit in a chair with your feet on the floor. Put your left hand face up in your lap. Put your right hand in your left hand and let your thumbs touch gently. Keep your spine straight. Close your eyes and follow your breath in and out of your nose. Do that for just 1 minute. Quiet the mind.